Hey everyone, and welcome to the Human Design Podcast with me, your host, Emma Dunwoody. I'm a qualified master coach and human behavior specialist, as well as being a qualified human design coach. And I work with clients every single day to answer the big questions. Who am I? Why am I here? And what is my purpose? I also assist them to transition from the person they think they should be to the person they really are on the inside. I teach people how to actually live their design instead of just knowing it. And if this is something that you want to do too, well, stay tuned or reach out for private coaching or Human Design Unpacks, where I show you exactly how to live your design. Hey, hey, and welcome everyone to today's podcast. I am super excited to talk about something that I know all of you want to learn about, and that's the gates. Before I get into that, I want to say a thank you. I've had a few shout outs this week or this couple of weeks from a number of different people. So one was today, and I'm going to, I hope I don't butcher your name, but her, Petra. So Petra today gave me a nice shout out, something she obviously heard on the podcast. So thank you so much, Petra. I've also had a number of people, Sophia, look at me, I'm looking at my Instagram and trying to find people's names instead of their Insta handles. Just Me Cece, who else? Oh no, I can't find them all, but I've had so many people reaching out really recently to, you know, say that they love the podcast, that they're really enjoying it, and just to say thank you. So I just wanted to give you a little bit of a shout out to say thank you. And for those of you that I didn't shout out to, I apologize, but I love you all. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Okay. Now, on a side note, we are coming up to, as I record this, tomorrow is our second last call on the mastermind. Oh my goodness, I'm going to miss my girls so much. And I'm going to hopefully have them all on one more podcast to share with you what the adventure is like. So that will be coming up soon. Now, if you are interested in the mastermind, it is off the charts, the best human design training out there today. I know that's a massive statement, and I'm pretty confident that there is nothing out there that competes with it. And the reason why I'm so confident is because it is not just human design. Like, one of my superpowers is a teacher and a human behavior coach. So not only are you going to learn so much more than you're learning out there, like, you're going to learn about all the variables as well as the chart, the gates, the channels, your incarnation cross, how to unpack it, how to do it for you, what all the different types are, how you can work with everybody, not just yourself. We're going to talk about relationships. We're going to talk about so much more. And the thing is the game changer for this program is, in fact, the ability to integrate and take action. You know, we've had so many incredible results from these incredible women for the last 8 weeks. I'm sorry, the last 3 months. And on top of all of that, they have really connected and found a lifelong group of friends that will continue on this journey together. I'm not ready to let them go, so I will continue on this journey with them as we all learn and experiment with our human design. Now, if you want to be a part of this, please, we will have more information very soon, but do not be shy. Reach out. I've had a number of people reach out. I think I had 4 or 5 calls last week. I've already had 2 calls this week. So the masterminds, the next run is filling now. So do not be afraid to reach out and get on a call. It will be the greatest human design investment ever. I was also saying to one of the people I spoke to today, who looks like she's going to be joining up, and she's in Germany, is that, you know, we have people on this mastermind that haven't even finished the mastermind, and they are already getting paid. Yes, paid to unpack human design charts and then people's human design before they've even finished. Okay, they are integrating it into their clients, into their coaching businesses already. They're not all coaches, so if you're not a coach, don't worry, come along. This is just gonna be, it's gonna be a game changer for you. And I'm so freaking excited. I'm so sad to finish this round, but I'm so super excited to launch the next one. And there's going to be two times available. So they will be, we are now catering to everybody globally. So please jump on. Now, today, what I'm going to talk about is something that people absolutely, it's the first thing people ask me when it comes to learning their design. And once they've been in it a little while, they're like, oh my God, can you please teach me about the gates? What's with the gates? And to be honest, for me, it took me a while to work it out. It was where my confidence took the longest to grow with the gates, because at the end of the day, there are 64 different gates. And within those 64 gates, each gate has, it looks like a decimal point. And the decimal point is actually a line number. And the line number is like in your profiles, it's the lines of the I Ching, sorry, the lines of the hexagram, which is the I Ching. So it's the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And each gate has six lines. So in total, we have 384 different iterations of gate. And it's a little bit mind-blowing. And then on top of that, we have, I don't know, how many versions of the I Ching, a huge number of versions of the I Ching, which is the gates. So represented, each gate is actually the I Ching, the hexagrams. Okay. Now, what I want you to understand, and this is something that I've learnt or I've experienced since doing this work for the last few years with human design, is that people are so like, I've got to work out the gates. I've got to work out the gates. What does this gate mean? What does that gate mean? And actually, Ra Uruhu was very, very clear about the gates. And that is that they are just a piece of the whole. Where people get, I believe, where people get derailed with human design is they pick apart their chart. They learn everything they can about a gate and they go, that's who I am. Mm-mm. It's not. It's not. And even in the definitive book, which is Ra's book that teaches us about human design, he says when it comes to the gates, it's really important that you read about it, you feel into it, you even meditate on it to see what is correct for you. You know, what does this gate feel like to me? So this is something I really want to encourage you, because trying to learn all the gates and have them off by heart, let's say, unless you're a line one, you know, there's no need to learn them that way. The best way to learn them for yourself first is to just go and find the most reliable gates list. And in fact, we actually have a PDF of the gates that we've created. So if that's something you might be interested in, get in touch. Okay. But go and find your gate, meditate on it, feel into it. And don't let someone else's opinion of what a gate means totally influence what it means to you. Okay. This is a really big, important thing about the gates. So let's talk a little bit about the gates themselves. As I said, there's 64 gates through the nine centers. And in each gate, there's six lines. So think about it, you're chunking down. Okay, so first of all, you've got a center, then you've got a gate, then you've got the line of the gate. Now, what you're going to be looking for in your chart is you're going to see three types of things when you look to a great gate. Number one, no activation. That means you have no color in that gate. So there's no line, full line or half line. Okay, so the half line is just a gate, the full line is a channel. So what you also need to know is that you've got red and black. So red Red is on your design side. Red is internal. It's unconscious. It's the physical body. Then there's black. Black is on the right-hand side. This is the conscious. This is your personality. This is who people think you are, who you think you are, and what people want from you. So there's the two colors. Then you're going to have either half a channel, which is a gate, or a hanging gate. You're also going to have bridge gates. So bridge gates are actually the gate that bridges two centers of definition. What do I mean by that? So imagine, and because we don't have pictures, I will do the best to make this as clear as possible. So imagine, look at your body graph, and at any one time, there is pressure coming down from source through the head center and coming up from earth through the root center and applying pressure. That pressure is pushing your energy through your body graph with the objective of getting to the throat chakra to manifest, to create, to communicate. Now, if you have any split definitions, what is a split definition? Two or more areas of definition that are not connected to another area of definition. Okay. So if you have, let's say, if you have the will center connected to the spleen center and that's all you've got, that's single definition. If you've got the spleen connected to the sacral, connected to the G center, connected to the throat, that's single definition. If you have the solar plexus connected through a channel to the heart center, then they are not connected to any other center. However, you have the sacral connected to the throat, that's a split definition. Now, a bridge gate is the gate that you would need to have defined to bridge those two areas of definition. Okay, so it will also be the fastest route to the throat. Okay, so for example, I have gate 36 is one of my bridge gates. Okay, and why is it important to understand what your bridge gates are? Two things. A hanging gate, which is the gate that you've got the activation in, is always going to be reaching out towards its partner, okay? Which is where we will find ourselves often being conditioned. For me personally, gate 35 is one of my bridge gates. So I will, over the years, I definitely felt into that conditioning. You know, the gate of progress. This is the gate of, you know, I was always wanting to force progress, be there before I was ready, you know, that sort of thing. Now, the thing is with our bridge gates is we will unconsciously try to bridge that gap. It's like our not self or our ego knows that there's a gap and we try to fill it. Our job is to stay in our definition. Our job is to stay in that hanging gate and allow the universe to bring someone with the bridge gate. What you will find is that you will have people around you, whether it's your partner, your family, people you work with, business partners, friends that bridge your gaps and bring your energy together and help your energy flow better. That's the way we're designed. We're designed to have people bridge our gaps. Now, the other thing I want to talk about is the other two types of gate you're going to have. So you've got no definition, sorry, you've got no activation. Then you've got an activated gate, so a hanging gate in an undefined center. And then you've got a hanging gate in a defined center. Now, a hanging gate in a defined center is consistent and reliable access to that gate. So let's say you have a defined spleen and you have a hanging gate in gate 18. That means you have consistent and reliable access to the gate of correction. So you will often feel that energy. You will consistently and reliably feel that energy. However, if you have gate 18 in an undefined spleen, then you're going to feel it inconsistently, okay, because your center is undefined. Now, for me personally, this has been quite a challenge because I know it to be true. I know that that it's meant to be inconsistent. I definitely have had, I ask everybody this question, and it's been confirmed a number of times that yes, it is in fact an inconsistent energy. Whereas I feel my gate 18 pretty consistently. So the question then becomes, okay, where am I conditioned? Because if it's inconsistent, then I'm conditioning myself. How do I know where to look for my conditioning? Well, when I'm alone. Okay, so when no one else is activating my spleen for me, then that is when I know if I'm doing those gate 18 behaviors, that's because I'm conditioned to do them. Make sense? Now, just reading my notes. Now, one of the other things I want you to understand that every single gate is also carrying the theme of the center that it's in. So let's say the G center, there are a number of gates that are directional gates. There are a number of gates that are love gates. And this is because there is that overarching theme for the center that also influences the gate. In the G center, it's quite obvious because they actually, a lot of the names relate to direction or to love. However, if you think about one, let's say in the heart center and the will center, ego center, the three names for that center, gate 40, and gate 40 is the gate of aloneness. Okay. So when you read that, overall, like the aloneness is very much about taking time. It's about I've done my part of the providing, part of the heart center, will center. It's about providing, and now I'm going to take my time alone. So every gate will also have some sort of theme of that energy center as well. Now, the other thing that can influence your non-activated gates are things like the transits. So all the time, obviously the planets are moving. The planets, the asteroids, there are things moving up there. And for example, right now, the whole planet is being affected by the channel that goes from the head to the ajna, which is the 6124, and it's having a massive effect globally. Massive effect globally. The 61 is all about, this is called the Gate of Mysteries. This is a person who is just fascinated, has to know why, has to get to the bottom of the universal mysteries. So we're in this time right now where the universe, the asteroids out there, I think it's Pluto that's in the 61. So Pluto is about, bringing out what's hidden, what's been hidden away. So in the Gate of Mystery, what are these mysteries? What are these universal mysteries that have been hidden away? Well, an awful lot, let's be honest. And this is all about raising consciousness, right? And then it goes into down the channel of awareness into gate 24, and 24 is all about, realization. It's about, wow, we need to do something about this. And that, I think, it's being bridged right now by Uranus. And Uranus is very much about this, universal change, revolutionary change, And so every single person is experiencing these energies because Pluto and Uranus are activating that in our charts. Okay, so even if you don't have that gate, have that channel, you're still being influenced by it. So the other thing that can influence you, not only is the planets, but the asteroids. Now, when they influence you, you're being influenced by the theme of that asteroid, the theme of that planet, as I've just said. So with Pluto, it's pushing us to uncover what we've trying to hide away, what's below the surface, and expose it. With Uranus, the theme is revolutionary change. So this is why we're experiencing what we're experiencing, because we're all being influenced by these energies. Okay. So when it comes to the gates that you see in with the glyphs either side, or your planets, this is where you want to take the knowledge of the gate. So again, if you want the PDF or if that's something that interests you, reach out. Then you take the theme of that planet, you know. So if we talk about your sun, let's say, this is your masculine energy. This is your doing. This is the light. This is what you're here to, you know, how you're here to show up in the world. This is really dominant personal planet. So you take the theme of that planet and then you mix it with whatever gate you have and whatever line you have in there, okay? So this is how you start to understand the gates. So it's why someone who, like you can have, I don't know, let's say gate 51. Gate 51 is the gate of shock, let's say. So you can have it in your, let's say, if you had it in your north node, this is a lesson that you've decided to learn for this lifetime. If it's in your south node, it's one you have to step away from. It's a lesson that you've already mastered. You know, if it's in your earth, then it's something that grounds you. So taking the themes of the planets, the centers, blending them all together, this is how you're going to start to really get a good feel for the gates. Now, when you, and again, see, this is the not just taking a gate, learning that gate and going, this is what it is. It's about blending. It's about, let's see what all the themes are. What's the consistent theme that keeps coming up? What is the word that keeps standing out for me? And that's how you're going to know. Because remember, this is all about energy. And energy is about resonance. And when we're in resonance, we're in our own unique vibration. But when we get into the not self, we move into harmony. But harmony is actually about opposite. Okay, so really feeling that this is in alignment with me, this is resonant with me, not this is moving me, swinging me to the opposite and back. Okay, what else do I want to tell you about the gates? Okay, so the other thing that you might see on your body graph is these little arrows, the upward arrow, which is the colored in one, and the downward arrow, which is just like a line. So this is actually, again, something that comes over from astrology. And in astrology, it's kind of like the good side of something or the bad side of something. Whereas in human design, it's all about quantum possibility. So these two polarities of potential, as they're called, are kind of like the highest possibility and the potential of the lowest possibility. And the lowest possibility, all the highest possibilities are just lessons. They're just lessons available, lessons that you've been here, you've come to learn, you know. So the exaltation is the upward arrow, and then the detriment is the downward facing arrow. But again, these are just lessons that are available for you to learn. So when it comes to gates, I think that's pretty much it. What have we covered? I'm just looking at a body graph to make sure I've covered everything. We've talked about the conscious and the unconscious. Oh, that's what I want to talk about. So with the conscious and the unconscious, the red-hand side, you, depending on your age, you may not have much conscious awareness of the red, okay? Because this does sort of operate below your conscious awareness. Now, this has turned up in many different clients in many different ways. Like I've had clients that have an unconscious channel to their authority and not had real awareness of their authority. I've had people who have, you know, unconscious channels all over the place that have conscious awareness of them. Because over the years, they're like, I've learned that that is definitely true for me. So with the red channels especially, you just want to be, if you don't have conscious awareness of something, sit down, get your piece of paper and pen out and just reverse engineer. Just look back, you know, does anything resonate with the way I've behaved in the past? How could I be like, if you have an unconscious channel to your authority, you know, if you have an unconscious channel to your solar plexus, let's say, then you want to be like, okay, cool. So I want to feel into this emotional wave, because it's like my mind's not going to have any conscious awareness of it, but do I have any energetic awareness of it? And just play around with it. Like everything in human design, you're going to hear me say it again, it's an experiment and it's what works for you. So where you have the unconscious gates or channels for that matter, just take time to feel into if you have awareness of them or not. Okay. So the hanging gates are the ones that hang out on their own. A bridge gate is the gate that bridges your definition, so your areas of definition, to so that your energy can flow to the throat to manifest. A activated gate in an undefined center is inconsistent because the center is not defined. So if it feels consistent, then pay attention to how you are actually feeling into that gate when you are in your own aura. Are you conditioned there? Pay attention to that, the bridge gate in your chart. Are you conditioned there? If so, what you want to do is let go of those behaviors and lean back into your defined centers, defined gates. What else do I want to tell you? And then if you have a hanging gate in a defined center, then you have consistent and reliable access to that gate. Then when we talk about your planets, you lean into those themes. You put the gate with the planet and lean into those themes. Because ultimately, your body graph is telling you a story. And the question you want to ask that story is, who am I designed to be? Or why would I be designed this way? And, you know, understand your story, put the pieces together, because once you start to go into your gates, you'll realize it's not about the individual gate and that every person feels a gate a little bit differently. But as you see the themes coming up between your gates, your channels, your centers, your profile, even when you get into the variables, like there are themes that consistently come up and your gates will support those themes. Okay, everybody, I think that is it for today and for the gates. If you have any questions, as usual, please reach out. I'm happy to help. If you want to join the Facebook group, please, there's a link in the show notes. Come and join. We're doing a PHS experiment right now. We're into tone. People are having huge breakthroughs and awarenesses. And if you don't know what PHS or color or tone is, this is all about human design and how you are designed to digest food. So if you want to join us, it's free. Come and join us. Again, Mastermind will be coming to you very soon with some promotions, but don't be afraid. You can reach out and we can get on a call now so you don't miss out. Other than that, that's it, beautiful humans. Thanks so much for joining, and I will look forward to having you on the next podcast. Bye for now. Thanks everyone for being here all the way to the end of the podcast. I hope you got lots of value out of it. I certainly had a lot of fun doing it. Could I please ask that you share this podcast with friends if you found it valuable? And also, bonus points, could you leave a review for me as well on Apple? It would be greatly appreciated. If at any point you would like to be on the podcast, or you've got questions that you'd like me to discuss on the podcast, by all means, get on my socials and DM me. Everything you need is there in the show notes. Have an awesome day. Bye for now.